I have in the studio with me, Mayor of Grand Marais, Larry Carlson.
And good morning again.
Okay. Well, had a city council meeting last night. Top of the list, fire department recruiting. Talk about that.
Yeah, we had Fire Chief Ben Silence there kind of giving us a rundown on the population of the volunteer fire department itself and saying that the members are growing older, of course, as we all are, and we're probably getting to the point where we're going to need some new recruits. And so he asked for permission to start advertising for two more positions, and we'll see what happens after that. So you will be seeing and hearing Chief Silence on the radio and maybe a couple of ads looking for volunteer fire department.
This is a pretty big commitment, too. We're talking volunteer. We're talking a lot of time.
Oh, we're talking a good deal of time. Yes, we are. And our fire department has been just excellent. And for towns our size, that's kind of the way we go, is this volunteer stuff. There is, you know, retirement and stuff involved with that.
But. Yeah, but you wouldn't do the job for the retirement benefits.
No, and you certainly would not get rich doing it either.
Well, I've been to a couple of their training sessions where they have worked with a couple of other fire departments and from one of the colleges that has some fire programs. And there are a lot of people involved. They're not always all available, I know, but I've been impressed with the amount of training and the equipment and the planning that goes into these drills. So when we're talking volunteers, we're not talking about passing the buckets anymore. We're talking about pretty high-tech stuff.
Oh, that's a fact. And like just to get to Tier 1, I think he said something about 84 hours of training for that. And for then first responder is an additional 40 hours of training. So it's quite a commitment.
Well, I hope to be able to talk to Chief Silence about that too and get him in here, because I've always been impressed with the degree of training and the degree of commitment, and it's one heck of a way to give back to the community in public service.
Yeah.
Okay, library construction.
Yeah, as you may or may not know, the library is undergoing an expansion. That expansion has been taken over, if you will, by the county, even though the library itself is a joint venture between the city and the county. But to facilitate things and make it run more smoothly, the county is taking it over. They have selected an architect. The one thing that was really of concern last night was the architect has said that they want to close the library for 5 to 6 months during construction. And
I can imagine the size of the lead balloon that one laid, right?
And we're certainly expecting some feedback on that. Possibly looking for more drop cloths, or somebody mentioned maybe moving some of the facility up to the community center, mm-hmm. but nothing that was proposed just informally seemed to have much for legs. We'll have to just wait and see.
I can imagine what a public meeting would be like about that, considering that there are usually people lined up outside to get into the library before it opens. Well, I just want, before I let you go, summer is coming, and I know you've already been pretty optimistic about things here in Grand Marais. Still are? Still having fun as mayor?
Well, yes, I am, and thoroughly enjoying it. I've been told that once the summer comes here that these very smooth-running meetings that we've been having this winter undergo some changes.
Okay.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, we've been talking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.